I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. There are more than 3 million public school teachers in the United States. Less than 3% are black men. Now a South Carolina group named Call Me Mister is trying to change that. Their program recruits, trains, certifies black men, finds them jobs as teachers in the state's public elementary schools. Graduates are called misters, and they go into classrooms not just as teachers, but mentors and role models. Roy Jones is executive director of Call Me Mister, and Mark Joseph is a graduate of the program. He now teaches fifth grade at Westcliff Elementary in Greenville. Welcome both.
Hello.
Thank you.
So, Roy, I want to start with you. How did Call Me Mister get started?
Well, it was conceived about 10 years ago at Clemson University in South Carolina with the notion that there were fewer than 1% of our state's elementary teachers were African-American males. That's fewer than 200 teachers out of over 20,000 teachers at the elementary school in the state, serving in over 600 elementary schools. We estimate that out of that 600 elementary schools, probably 500 of those schools did not have a single African-American male at the elementary level, which really testified to the notion that so many of our young people, especially when they got to the college level, said that they'd never experienced an African-American male as a teacher at the public school level. So Clemson set forward to address that. In contrast, 65% of the prison population in South Carolina were black men. To address this issue at the early child or first steps level, and we wanted to do it by placing more African-American men at the elementary school. And we did it with a collaboration of our founding institutions, Benedict College, Claflin University, and Morris College. It started out. So it was a four partners with teachers at the three private HBCUs.
Let me get Mark in here. Mm-hmm. Mark, sure. Got okay. A personal question. How old are you?
I am 31.
31 years young, so you yes. are someone who I'm sure the kids look up to, but you can understand, probably you remember somewhere back in your mind, I know I do, what it was like to be a kid and all of the joys and frustrations that go with it. So you're one of Call Me Mister's first graduates, and before you started the program, I understand your passion was for basketball. How did you end up where you are now?
Exactly. I had a strong love for basketball. And basically, at the time I was in high school, I had built my life around basketball, being involved in athletics. And one of the unique things that took place during that time was my parents. They had a big influence on my life, and they constantly told me that I had a purpose in life. And when things didn't work out with my basketball schedule and scholarships, I was confused. I really didn't know which way to turn, what to look for. But the thing my parents continuously instilled in me is that I have a purpose in life. And so I went from being a basketball star athlete to basically going from job to job in my local city, trying to find out my place in life and where I belong. And, basically from then on, I tried so many different jobs and so many different avenues, and I just didn't know where I fit in. And luckily, I had some friends of mine who are educators. And they helped me to participate in an after school program. And I think I was there for maybe 1 minute. And that's when I knew, that's where I belong, to be an educator.
Mark, I'm going to ask you this question first and then Roy. We did something on getting black mentors for black kids, and it was very controversial. Several members of our audience who were white were like, well, why does it have to be a black person? Why do you think that there's a value on having black teachers for black kids?
Well, first of all, I really see the importance every day when I go to my school and in my classroom. One of the unique things that we have to deal with in life is our images. On the television screens, our children, they are bombarded with so many different images of rappers, of entertainers, of African-American males and females, and so many negative likes. And one of the things that's important, our children, not just black kids, but all kids need to be able to see strong, positive African-American mentors in a positive light. And they need to see that we're also, we're not just athletics, we're not just athletes, you know, we're not just entertainers, but we are highly educated men and women who care about the future of our kids and who care about our community as well.
Roy?
You can't be what you don't see. For children to just say to them that they need to stay in school and eventually go to college and be professional, productive citizens is one thing. But when we've got a societal breakdown of family and fewer and fewer black boys going to church or in any religious affiliation or value system, it's not enough just to stand in front of them and espouse values that our society seems to be breaking down. And you got to be able to connect with young people. And many times it takes someone from the same background that looks like them, that thinks like them, from the same community, who's made it out and wants to make a contribution. And suspension and expulsion and referrals for discipline are highest among black boys in across the board, whether it's South Carolina or any place in this nation. And that's no coincidence.
Well, Roy, we're going to have to leave it here for now, but I want to catch up with you guys later. Roy and Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Roy Jones is Executive Director of South Carolina's Call Me Mr. program, and Mark Joseph is a graduate. He teaches fifth grade at Westcliff Elementary in Greenville.